Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here with a morning devotional. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. It's been a number of weeks ago since I've done the last devotional, and if I remember correctly, I had spoken on Hebrews 13:2, where it says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." And I guess this devotional here this morning comes out of something that occurred yesterday. While we were at market, there at our market, there's a man that we know, and I had the opportunity to not just to be hospitable towards him, but also to entertain him, which, when we look at this in our American way of thinking, when we see that word entertain, our thoughts, of course, go right away to the entertainment that we, as Americans, have gone after, to be entertained, to seek pleasure and all of that. But the way I see this verse here, to not be forgetful to entertain strangers, there's a difference between being hospitable and to entertain someone. When we are hospitable towards a person, we can see to it that his needs are met, that he has enough to eat, that he has something to wear, and a warm, dry place to stay at night. But to entertain someone is to do all of that plus being there for him in a way that we care for his soul. We take an interest in him. We draw that person out, and we're there with a genuine interest in his soul, and we take a special interest in going deeper with that person than just his physical needs, but that we care about what he or she laughs about or what he or she weeps about, that we can have a heart of understanding, ears that hear, eyes that see, and a heart that understands, and to be there for that person. Well, like I said, this devotional here this morning came out of a burden on my heart here this morning, where I feel like I've failed to take that opportunity yesterday, which by God's grace, hopefully I still have the opportunity to entertain this stranger, and that I would get a second chance. So many times in our daily walk, we're not expecting to see these moments. We're not expecting to meet up with these moments, therefore we miss them. And I feel like I missed the opportunity there yesterday. Just to repeat here, Hebrews 13:2, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." I'd just like to go to another section of Scripture here and just read a little bit here, something for us to something for me to remember and for us all to remember is is that people love when there's something that's contagious. That's a smile, of course, but there's also something that people in general love, and that is when we speak kind words towards them. And those kind words can be as simple as, hello, how's your day going? Or it can be some in very simple ways. Sometimes we laugh and scoff at, you know, talking about the weather because it seems like cheap talk. But people do like when you talk to them. It's something that we can entertain those around us. And there's also something that hinders us a lot of times from entertaining strangers or being hospitable towards people is because too many times we have not walked in their shoes for whatever need they are in, and thus we become critical. And that critical judgment, many times we can justify ourselves why we have not reached out to others. However, when I think of how God could have done that to me, I was an undeserving man, very much so, far away from God, and yet God pursued me, and he didn't give up on me. But if he would have, if God would have had a critical attitude towards me, and if he would have judged me by where I was, I would never had a chance. But my God and my Savior loved me and pursued me and didn't give up on me, despite of how I looked, how I acted, how I thought, how I responded, how I reacted, or if my life was in order. The Lord took me in. And so many times we would have justifying reasons to avoid certain people that come into our lives. But until we really come to grips with how God took us in, and it seems to take away from our judgment not to help someone. Here in Matthew 25:35, it says, just like to read here, says, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the fountain of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? Jesus' answer was when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done unto the least of these mine brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, in everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a-hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and a thirst, and a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. This portion of scripture here, really does touch my heart here this morning. just like to encourage us all to this day to expect to meet situations where people are crying out for entertainment beyond hospitality. They're crying out to be heard. Jesus said in another place, he said, prophets and kings have longed to experience being able to see the things that some of his disciples saw, but he said it's he really encouraged us to have eyes that see, ears to hear, and a heart that understands. There's many around us as we meet them. If we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and a heart to understand, if we're open, if our ears hear, if our eyes see, and if our hearts understand, there's plenty of people that will come our way today that just need an encouragement. They need to be entertained. So let us, just coming back to the verse here for this morning, which is in Hebrews 13, verse 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Someday the books will be open, and my longing for you and my longing for myself is that when the books are open, that there would be accounts there where we had the opportunity to entertain and we took it. I wish you all a good day today. I wish you God's blessings, and may the Lord and his smile and his peace be upon your life today.